President Juan Guaido admit, Venezuela must reinstate normality. By Francis Martel on January 31, 2019. President Juan Guaido of Venezuela published an opinion column in the New York Times Wednesday, a newspaper that has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from the socialist Maduro regime Guaido is replacing, introducing himself to the American people and pleading for a return to normality in his country. Guaido writes in the piece that his coalition is in dialogue with members of the Venezuelan military and has offered them amnesty if they defect, as the armed forces are the only institutions left aligned with Maduro. Venezuela is currently suffering the worst humanitarian and political crisis of its history, the product of over two decades of socialist authoritarianism led by Maduro and predecessor Hugo Chavez. Venezuelans face beatings, arbitrary detentions, torture, imprisonment, and death for publicly disagreeing with the regime. In the past week, since Guaido took office, the United Nations estimates that Maduro's military has killed at least 40 peaceful protesters and imprisoned nearly 1,000 people, including children as young as 12. It is incumbent on us to reinstate normality in order to build the advanced and prosperous country of which we all dream, Guaido wrote in his column, urging the international community to support his efforts. He explains that, contrary to Maduro's interpretation of events, his swearing-in as interim president of the country was not a coup or in any way in opposition to the laws of Venezuela. My ascension as interim president is based on Article 233 of the Venezuelan Constitution, according to which, if at the outset of a new term there is no elected head of state, power is vested in the president of the National Assembly until free and transparent elections take place, he wrote. This why the oath I took on January 23 cannot be considered a self-proclamation. It was not of my own accord that I assumed the function of president that day, but in adherence to the Constitution. In contrast, Guaido notes that Maduro proclaimed himself president after a fraudulent election in May that over 80% of Venezuelans refused to participate in. His original six-year term was set to end on January 10. By continuing to stay in office, Nicolás Maduro is usurping the presidency, Guaido notes. Maduro's main tactic against the pro-democracy opposition, he argues, is to repress and persecute. I know this because buckshot pellets fired by members of the armed forces at peaceful protesters in 2017 remain lodged in my own body. When protests continue, as is the case today, Maduro demands a dialogue mediated by sympathizers. In the past, this role has fallen to former Spanish President José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. But we have become immune to such manipulation, Guaido asserts. There are no more stunts left for them to pull. The usurpation of power was their only remaining option. Guaido concluded in the piece that his coalition needs to unite not only Venezuelans but the entire free world to rebuild what Maduro and Chavez destroyed. His goal to reinstate normality requires, he wrote, the support of the international community, especially the Lima Group, the Organization of American States, the United States and the European Union, as well as the Venezuelan people. Guaido joins the leader of his political party, prisoner of conscience Leopoldo López, and Maduro himself as a New York Times columnist. In 2015 and 2017, the newspaper published advertising paid for by Maduro's government excusing the regime for violence against dissidents and the violent expulsion of Colombian nationals from the border in retaliation of that nation's government promoting freedom in Venezuela. The 2017 AD, in which the regime accused President Donald Trump of seeking to manufacture a political crisis by rejecting Maduro's repression of dissidents, reportedly netted the Times $200,000. The Times has, as mentioned above, also published members of the opposition, particularly López, who also granted the newspaper an interview in 2018 that violated the Maduro regime's rules for his house arrest. In it, López continued to condemn the regime and call for free and fair elections, outraging Maduro. Guaido's Times column followed a video published by Maduro addressed to the American people in which he claimed that the opposition in his country was orchestrated and controlled by the U.S. government. The United States wants to put its eye on our oil like they did in Iraq, like they did in Libya, Maduro argued. Our oil is ours. The dictator alleged that American media were doctoring images of state violence against peaceful dissidents in Venezuela and that President Donald Trump was planning a new Vietnam in Venezuela, and extremists like National Security Advisor John Bolton were actively encouraging an invasion. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.